When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
If you got your Cairns post, you would have seen these dreadful these pictures across page 6 and 7 of the graffiti all over. Well, if you've been around a few years, it can be one of your favourite buildings. These days, of course, it's a library. Years and years ago, it was council chambers. And it's just a lovely old building. Beautiful old Roman-style columns at the front, etc. It's got a lot of sentimental value, but of course, to these jerks that are now invading our CBD, it's just a target. And they've got all over the columns the FTP. I think you can work out what that stands for. It's their way of shirt-fronting our police officers, FTP. Gives you an idea of how ghastly this whole business is. And once again, it started years ago, the fact that they virtually emasculated our police force when they changed the name from police force to police service for a start. I think that sent an unfortunate message out to these grubs. But anyway, let me just quote from Andreas Nicola in the Cairns Post. Ratepayers will have to pick up a costly repair bill. After vandals trashed one of the oldest buildings in Cairns, the Cairns City Library's entire front facade was defaced in the most offensive fashion. It was plastered with numerous tags, crude comments, obscene drawings and messages attacking the police. Now, our Mayor Bob Manning said it would cost $2,500 to fix any damage done to the library. The cleanup began by midday yesterday, to the credit of those organisers over at the council. And there has been a call coming through this morning saying it was finished. They've painted over it, thank God, already, but the photos are there in the Cairns Post today. Vandalism, it says, on the Cairns City Library was the second incident found yesterday morning after a report of damage to the side of the Genesis Gym on Lake Street, as well as the bus stop in front. Genesis Gym Cairns manager Keith Saunders said that side was painted on a regular basis. It must be out of view of the numerous cameras, a couple of hundred cameras in the CBD, who knows. Anyway, I put a call through to Bob and he's just come to the phone. Yes, he has, Cairns Regional Council Mayor Bob Manning. Good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
Bob, has the stuff been covered over, painted over yet, do you know?
It was painted over within a couple of hours.
Okay.
We let the piece, the police, we wanted to let the police get it first, but it was all done within a couple of hours, John. But people shouldn't have to see that.
No,
any form of anything of that nature is not for people to see. But John, look, we have that area under surveillance. It would seem that and this happens with CCTV. Sometimes the cameras move around, branches hit them or whatever, and the viewing back to the council chambers wasn't as good as the police would have liked.
Oh, really?
However, we've rectified that, and that will be checked on a regular basis now. It seems hard to believe that someone didn't see something going on there, and if people, doesn't matter what hour it is, whether people go to our phone number, 1300 number, 1300 692247, or you've got a MyCairns app, we will respond to that ASAP. I mean, there's nothing we like better than to see these fellows caught.
Well, when you say fellows, they could be kids. I mean, there's kids. The kids are around every hour of the night now. They could have been there at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be very few people around to see them. So
we get that. So that's why CCTV is good. It's a good implement, but it's got to be set right 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Just another quick one too, and it came up the other day, I think it might have been Terry James, I can't remember, or Brett Muller. I had a discussion about some of this behaviour in town with these confrontations that are happening more frequently. And a caller rang in and said, well, down in, I think it was Queen Street Mall in Brisbane, they've got cameras like we've got cameras everywhere. But what they did was add another incentive to behave, and that is when people are spotted on the cameras starting to misbehave, with the speakers now fitted on every street corner down there, a message goes out, we are watching you on the corner of such and such, such and such. If you don't desist your behaviour, the police will be there instantaneously or whatever. I'm just wondering if that's possible for us in our CBD.
I don't know, John, but that seems to me to be eminently sensible, because yes. if we've got people watching it all the time, and then they can, they've got to be watching it all the time. That's it. You can't. There's got to be somebody watching that screen.
Well, that's fine.
Every second of every minute of every hour, and then if you can get a message to them like that, but at the same time you've got to have security people or the police getting there quickly.
Well, it'd have to be the police. The security people don't have the power to intervene.
Security.
The same with that commune that set up house at the Lake Street entrance to Woolworths. I mean, the confrontations there are every hour of every day. They're sitting there demanding money of people going into Woolies. Clearly, if indeed you've got the coverage on your cameras and you've got the speakers there, you could let them know that's not going to be tolerated and get the police down there if they don't move.
John, look, anything you do, you can always be better at. And when you catch someone, that's you sort of celebrate that a bit. You regard it as a victory. But by gee, these blokes run up more than we win.
What blokes?
Well, the ones that are doing the graffiti, they're running up more wins than we are.
Yeah.
And that's a bit maddening.
Also, I had a parent send in a message. His daughter was among a group of little young girls that were bashed almost senseless last Saturday in the CBD, and he said the adults just stood around and watched. While the filming was being done by these attackers to put on the internet, on social media, to brag about the bashing, and people just stood around and didn't intervene.
No, I never heard of that one, John, but again, it's the... It's maddening. I mean, you have to, no matter what, you have to intervene at times. You must. That's the right and proper thing to do. Contact the police. But we have to. We have to jump in and break these things up.
Exactly.
You can't turn your back on kids that are getting beaten.
Oh, just dreadful. By the way, we've got a tourism season coming up. I'm getting some encouraging booking figures through, which means we could have a bumper season again in a couple of months or three months' time. And I'm just wondering I know your security police are limited in what they can do, but if indeed they can just get a situation where there are less confrontations, less demanding of money from itinerants in the CBD, we'd present a much better image of our city to these visitors in a few months' time.
John, totally agree, and I suppose where we are at the moment is a little bit of a function of the last 12 months to 2 years, where things have been, we haven't had a lot of activation within the city, and as that picks up, that'll be a good thing, John. But geez, I hope we do get some sort of a decent season with what's left of it, because the start hasn't been too flash.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Bob, you don't know who's in tomorrow, John, I suppose, do you?
No, John, I know it's not me.
Okay.
Probably TJ. You'll have to get him, give him a hand to get up on the seat.
We'll get a call out immediately. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, John.
That's our Cairns Mayor, Cairns Regional Council Mayor, Bob Manning, with the